Number one in run defense, why are they so hard to run against? What do you
say? Well, they've got great speed. Safeties fill. Really, really fine player in the rookie safety. The linebackers run, and what they do is they also do a lot of stunt and movement. And so, they always got penetration. So backs cutting back to an unblocked defender. So we'll have our hands full with the run game this week.
And Rondy Barber, what can you say? And I switched to safety this year, but the guy's been playing forever.
He is, and to make the year after year after year to make the plays consistently that he's made has been quite impressive. But now to shift positions and be productive at the safety position after playing corner for so long, it's pretty impressive.
What's Robert Quinn done this year? Have you seen his second year in the league? Have you seen a guy? Typically, do they grow a lot?
Yeah, he's really developed some secondary pass rush skills and will continue to do so. I think he's a good run defender. He likes playing the run. He's a real tough matchup, for a tackle out there on that side.
Their offense, it seems pretty balanced. I mean, with Martin and a bunch of receiving threats, what kind?
They are. They run the ball well. They throw it well. Josh does a real good job getting the ball down the field to two big receivers. He trusts them. And so they typically win the jumping contest when the ball goes up. So, obviously we're going to have to concern ourselves with the run play action. Like anything else, if you can get them in the third down, then, at least you got a chance to get off the field.
Is a winning record something that motivates this team, do you think, to get that?
Winning this next game is what's simply motivating us right now. Yeah, we're not looking ahead. But, everybody's in the building walking around with the attitude, not that we lost the game to Minnesota, but rather we've won three out of the last four, so let's go win the next one.
What do you make of those TV reports about, I guess they were during the game, about Schottenheimer possibly being a head coaching candidate for somebody?
Well, first off, I know Brian's ready. I mean, he's ready to handle the job, and he's capable, and I think he'd do a great job at it. Certainly, he's been around the game for a long time. He's got a great pedigree, and, this is the time of the year when people start throwing names out there.
Would you, if he left, how would that affect the system that you have in now?
System will not change. System will stay the same.